The International Language of Gestures. Paul Ekman, Wallace V. Friesen, and John Baer. On his first trip to Naples, a well-meaning American tourist thanks his waiter for a good meal, well served by making the A-OK gesture with his thumb and forefinger. The waiter pales and heads for the manager. They seriously discuss calling the police and having the hapless tourist arrested for obscene and offensive public behavior. What happened? Most travelers wouldn't think of leaving home without a phrase book of some kind, enough of a guide to help them say and understand, "Ja, nein, grazie," and "Wo se trovant les toilettes?" And yet, while most people are aware that gestures are the most common form of cross-cultural communication, they don't realize that the language of gestures can be just as different, just as regional, and just as likely to cause misunderstanding as the spoken word. Consider our puzzled tourist. The thumb and forefinger in a circle gesture, a friendly one in America, has an insulting meaning in France and Belgium, "You're worth zero," while in Greece and Turkey, it is an insulting or vulgar sexual invitation. There are, in fact, dozens of gestures that take on totally different meanings as you move from one country or region to another. Is thumbs up always a positive gesture? Absolutely not. Does nodding the head up and down always mean yes? No. To make matters even more confusing, many hand movements have no meaning at all in any country.